نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. حبيب praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah, have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Al-Islam. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, in this khutbah, I want to express myself to you. It may be to you that is not a khutbah, is not your concern, but I feel it is very important to be communication between the Imam and the followers, and that it shows the concern of each other. Because as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, the way how the believers in the support for one another, feeling for one another, caring for one another, like one body. So one body with all the limbs react, interact, and whatever pain or suffering or feeling in one member, the whole body react to this. The subject today, I call it be a star. First, what is a star? Everybody know what is a star. We have a star in Islam, and the star that we know in Islam, which Allah talk about it in one of the surahs, Surah Al-Mulk, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the purpose of stars. What are the stars for? Stars is for decoration for the heaven, and also a missile against the shayateen. But we live in a society and a life that they make a star or stars out of almost anything of the human being. Doesn't matter what is the qualification of this human being, but he can act on an act which will make him a star. Doesn't matter now if this behavior acceptable or not acceptable, but to some people, a woman, as example, can be a star by taking her clothes off and walking almost half naked. A woman can be a star because she's a dancer. A woman can be a star because she display, or she's a model, or she give whatever it is, even for no qualification, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a woman some beauty, so now she can be Mrs. America, or Mrs. China, or Mrs. South Carolina. She became a star. Now we see people even became a star by bunching other people in the face, alright? And punching somebody in the face, and you know how to punch in the face, now you're going to be a star. And this is what you call a boxing. So we see, we live in a society, regardless here or overseas. We live in a world of stars, and they're making stars for whatever a person can be making. And how much this star can contribute to himself, or to his locality, or to his country, now it became more important to the people. As example, now we are not talking specifically about the stars or what makes them a star, okay? But my concern here, doesn't matter what happened to the other person, as long as I'm elevating the name of my society or my country, and I go in champion, I became a champion, or go in competition, now I became a star. And this is the time when you understand, we see what we call among us stars. But this is not the issue so much about being a star. The issue that I want to bring to your attention today, how does the star, how be treated by his family, or his neighbors, or his society, or his country? I'm sure most of you watch TV sometimes and watch something like boxing. And you saw that the person who go boxing, that 3-4 people taking him to the stage, and even before he go, one special person to take his robe or his jacket off, somebody driving him, he has a special doctor, he has a special trainer, he has a special nutrition, and it continues like this. And this what can make this star a greater person, because there is a special surrounding. And now the star can take more attention and more special treatment if he is going to represent the country, as example. One time I was watching the news, and always, usually in the news, in the end, they have the news about sports. The surprising, they were given about so-and-so win tennis, so-and-so win swimming, so-and-so from such a country. And finally I found a woman with a short and a t-shirt, no sleeves, and she was shopping, and it happened to be the star. She's the one who wins the competition of such Islamic country, a Muslim and Arabic country. Now, when the woman disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but she getting the recognition of the society, getting the media attention, getting even her name to be publicized, and her picture to be taken, and the flowers been given to her, and of course whatever money and whatever prizes, and when she returned, that a representative of the king or the president was there to meet her and to welcome her in the airport. Why? Because now she raised up and elevates the name of that country. This is how this life and this society and people nowadays, they treat so-called stars. Now the question comes to here, do we have stars in Islam? Can somebody be a star? Yes, we have a lot of stars in our history. We have a lot of stars in our history. But this star, it didn't become a star by displeasing Allah or breaking the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We heard about Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu an. We heard about Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu an. We heard about Khalid ibn al-Walid radiyallahu an. We heard about Uthman radiyallahu an. In actuality, all the people were stars. All the Sahaba and most of them, we know about Abu Huraira. He's a great star, but we don't call it a star. And the Islam is saying, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَهِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. And we made among them, not all the society will be a star, but Allah select and choose and made among them, some of them, to be leaders. When you became a star, you shine. And when you shine, now the people will see the direction. And this one of the purpose that Allah created, the stars, the real stars. So when you see the star in the middle of the desert, you know that this is west. And when you see the star, you know this is north, and this will be east. Now I'm going to pray northeast. So this is guidance. So it's not only for having a star, but we need a star because it serves a purpose, a direction, guidance. Now let me talk to you here, my brothers, and you are my brothers and my sisters. Do we have any stars in our community? Do we have any stars? Do we have somebody can be a star in community, in our community? In what? Football? Soccer ball? Tennis? We are not concerned about it. All the stars after a little bit turn off. The lights goes, and for selfish reason, for a family reason, for something only for them, a person who punched another person in the face, and now he became the champion, and he take the medal belt or the golden belt, he's only benefit his own self. And he became now, they say, as example, such and such country, the winner. But he is not contributing anything except a name. But when we have a real star, when somebody has the possibility and the means to be a star, why we don't help the person to become a star? Let me be honest with you and come directly to the point. And you can understand it in any way you want to understand it. Because I say a statement here before, and some people, because whatever problem that they have with their nafs or with their self, they feel that the imam now is here. One day I stood here and say, I am the doctor in South Carolina. Because we have some people sitting in this room. They don't understand it unless we tell them that stop going to other masjid and other community, other sheikh, because they're misleading you. And I'm ready to meet such people who claim to be imams and they inviting people to direction different from the direction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Said, look, the imam says, I'm the only doctor here. Yes. And I said it and I meant something. But for whatever reason you want to misunderstand me, it's no big deal. Allah knows my intention. And the scholars, they understood. Because our problem is that most of us, we did not have the knowledge. And those who think they have the knowledge, they have some knowledge, and now they judge in everything. The Prophet ﷺ said, Ana ibn Abdul Muttalib. Ana al-Nabiyyu la kadib. Ana ibn Abdul Muttalib. And he said, Ana Sayyidu walad al-Adam yawm al-Qiyamah wa la fakhr. So the scholars understood from this. A person has the right to identify himself in the midst of a people who doesn't understand him or doesn't know him and doesn't know his quality. He has to clarify to them. And when I said it in this member, I am the doctor here in this issue, in this avenue concerning Islam in South Carolina, because I know what's in South Carolina. I know what's in Colombia. And I know who the people who claim the members any place in South Carolina, so I know what is my position from them. I didn't say I'm in taqwa better than one of you. Doesn't know even a little bit as much as I know. He can be much better in the sight of Allah than me, because the taqwa. But when knowledge is something different. Knowledge is something different. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. It's not by knowledge, is by the taqwa of Allah. But you could not build taqwa of Allah unless you have the foundation of knowledge. So I'm not saying I'm better than you, I say I may be learned more than you, so I am the one who qualified to teach you, and don't to go to such masjid and such imam, because they misguide you. Allah said about those who learn, and they have the knowledge, but they did not act according to the knowledge, Allah said they are like the donkey. So it's not by knowledge. But whatever little bit that you know, it has to be based on knowledge. So when I say I'm the pastor in South Carolina, that means when you come to talk about this aqidah and ibadah, stop going to those innovators. So I'm telling you that not those people are not qualified to teach you, stay away from them. You choose to go there, it's up to you. But I'm concerned because I love you. I care for you. I don't want you to be in trouble with Allah. So I told you in a manner that most of you will understand it. When I say I am the doctor and I mean it, and if somebody else thinks that they are the doctor, let's meet in front of the Muslims and let's compete and let's bring our evidence. So today I'm telling you, brothers, with all honesty, you don't think somebody here among us, let's assume myself, has the potential that can be a star? After 26 or 27 years, since 81, I've been with you here, the Imam is this mosque. You did not get to see me yet, or to see that I can be a star, or I can be the Imam. You could not trust me that you work with me. It must be a problem with me or a problem with you. So what I'm saying, my brothers, after 27 years of working, when you're going to recognize that somebody has the ability and the means that we can make him a star, what does this mean? We need somebody to put his coat, somebody feed him, somebody make sure? Yeah, why? Because now we try to free him to something more important. This man who come in jogging, you understand, on the stage, he knows how to take his jacket, he knows how to drive his car. Let me tell you one thing, brothers. Sometimes, and most of the cases, I'm the one who closed the door at night. And all the brothers say, all right, Imam, see you tomorrow, assalamu alaikum, and keep walking. How you, a person who teaching you the Islam, a person, you don't even care if something happened to him? We're here beside the ground station. People drunk, people have, you understand, problem with drugs and all these things. Did you ever think, oh, this is our Imam? Let's try to keep eye on him. But I'm not inviting you or asking you, be my bodyguard. I've been offered this before 30 years ago when I was in New York. I say, I don't need it. When competition among the imams and bodyguards, and every imam drive in a van with about 12 bodyguards with guns, I've been offered the same position. And I said, no, I don't need it. Because, alhamdulillah, I learned my dua. And I trust in the dua. And I make my dua in the morning, and I used to walk for Fajr. I go to the mosque in my foot with no problem. So I don't need anything, but I need what? I stay sometimes from here to 6 until Isha. You don't care if I eat lunch or not. You say, oh, what's the problem? What's the Imam talking about? No, bro, I'm not asking about all these things. I don't need your money. I don't need anything but brothers. Let me give you one simple example. This mission that we about, this khutbah, this mosque, because this is the shelter. This is the place when it's raining, everybody will come under it. When is the problem? When is the, whatever it is, it's a mosque. And a mosque is not a wall. It's not a function by itself. There is imam there, and the imam can be the soul of this mosque. A mosque can be a dead mosque or a live mosque. It depends what is going on there. I give you a simple example. Because most of us, this is reality, brothers. This reality, we come and leave, come and leave, come and leave. I gave a khutbah last week, and I told you I brought you a special gift. It's not Zamzam, it's not a miswak, but I brought you something from Al-Madina, from the city of the Prophet. Oh, prayer rug, brother, if I say I have a prayer rug, I'll give everybody after Salah, you'll be lining out. And I said, I give you something from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I told you about dua. Okay, after this, what happened? We heard the dua, the imam say a khutbah, bye, see you next week, bye, see you next week. What kind of life is this? Did any one of you think to come to say, imam, give me this so I can prepare it for the Muslims next week? Let's zirat it where I can find it. Let's put it in the computer so I can prepare it for the Muslims. See, what is this what I'm talking about? Make me a star so I can shine for others. Come help me. I'm not asking your money, I'm not asking your car, I'm not asking anything. But contribute to the mission that I dedicate myself to it. And I'm telling you, brothers, I came back from Hajj, alhamdulillah. I'm almost like a tsunami, by the will of Allah. Ready to do. But this always every year when I come from Hajj. But alhamdulillah, I feel I'm more blessed this year. But I'll be scared that I lose this torch that I'm carrying with me. Because people come and leave. We pray, became like a habit, became like a culture. When are we going to be part of what the imam is doing? When? You try to tell me that this dua I gave you last week is not a big deal for you? You know already? Okay, let's say 10 of you know the dua. What about the rest of the mosque? You try to tell me you have nothing to do with Allah, that you don't have any serious emergency in your life. You want to call in Allah so you can get this dua. How many of you know who is the dua? But I need that when the imam is doing something or telling us about something, we need to take care of it. I'm not asking you bought my coat. I'm not asking you drive for me. I'm not asking you to be a bodyguard for me. I want you to help you about the mission of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what I dedicate my life for. So make out of me a star. Make our mosque to be a star. Make it shine so the people in South Carolina, not only in South Carolina, in the whole United States, can see the light coming from Masjid al-Muslimin. Let me be a star, or help me to be a star, so I can shine, that everybody can benefit from me. I told you last week, I'm 60 years old now. I miscalculated 3 years, so I'm 60 now. I'm not 57. And I said that no security for a man after he reached 60 years old with Allah. So this means the average age of a Muslim had reached me. I can be any minute. Dead. I go to Orangeburg. Okay? Any minute. When you're going to benefit from my job? When you're going to be part of producing or nourishing your job? When? When you're going to do it? When? Brothers, what are we running behind? You didn't see example enough in your life? People all the way up and all the way down? You don't see what happened to Saddam? You think you're going to be a president and king like him? And look what is the end of it. We keep running and running and running and money after money and car after car. When are we going to do something for Allah and the deen of Allah? I'm not asking you to be a terrorist. I'm not asking you to carry a machine gun and go kill the people. This is not part of our deen. I'm asking you, be something for yourself. Be something for your family. Be something for your neighbor. Be something for the society. Contribute. Everything is in America. The only thing is not there is Islam. Who have it? Us. Who's going to give it to others? Who? You're going to get a Christian missionary or a Jew and ask him, please go distribute this flyer outside? Brothers, we have something valuable. So valuable. And I could not be a star until you put your hand. Push me, help me. I want you, brothers, to start to be part of the mosque. Whoever mosque or whoever imam you support, be part of something. And stop being like a bird. And stop being like a bird, picking some good or bad, everything you can buy it. One thing that we have it called Islam, called akhlaq, called adab, called aqidah. We need to publish it. We need to distribute it. We need to teach it. We need to act on it. Your mosque have to be a star. It's not going to be a star until you do something to make it a champion. Feed the mosque. Die for the mosque. Do something for the mosque. Don't be selfish. I want you today to learn one thing. Each one of you needs to adopt, not an orphan, adopt something in the mosque. Say, this is my fan. And every time I'm coming here to check on the fan, make sure that this fan is working, that this fan is clean. I'm going to adopt this bookshelf. Every time I'm coming here, this is my job. I'm going to make sure that the mushaf are in order, that if there is any Quran is dirty, I'm going to take it home and fix it, or find somebody to fix it. I'm going to dust it. I'm going to carry a handkerchief in me, with me, or a paper towel, and this, I'm adopting this shelf. We have about 20 rooms in the building. Adopt one room, adopt a door, adopt something, and become your, this my shop. This, what I'm committed myself, I'm going to make sure that this place always organized. And every time I come twice a week to the mosque, I'm going to take care of it. We made it much, much, much easier on me. That somebody who knows to type, somebody knows about computer, somebody who knows about something, say, Imam, where is this hadith? I'm going to type it, I'm going to fix it, I'm going to have it ready for the Muslims next Jum'ah so they can have it. Did anybody do this? Did anybody do this? Brothers, listen. This mosque can be a real star. And I can be a star in a sense. You can misunderstand me. You can talk whatever you want to talk when you go outside. Tell the outside, oh, the man was talking about himself. It's between you and Allah. I want you to make me star. I want to shine, so when I shine, that the rest of the people in America can learn the sunnah. Brothers, it became very hard to find somebody in America talking about the sunnah. A lot of innovation, a lot of Sufism, a lot of corruption. The pure Islam, what the Prophet said, that this deen starts as a stranger. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَى فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. I like to be one of the strangers that he revives this deen and brings it back again to the people, the way it's been taught to the Sahaba by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I could not be this until you be part of it. You are obstacle in my mission. And you can be a star by helping somebody to shine for others. Alhamdulillah, we have many things successful in this mosque. But I'm not happy, I'm not content. I'm not content. I would like more and more and more. Alhamdulillah, we have CDs and DVD going everywhere. We have books being used coming from this mosque, okay? But I was only a part of it. Yes, written by Muhammad Said Adli. But you know how many people type, how many people corrected this booklet, how many people contribute financially to the booklet, but you behind me, it's not me. And me and you, nothing but an agent in the hand of Allah to establish this deen. You don't want to be part of this mission, this is between you and Allah. But I'm here to wake you up and tell you that we have the potential in this mosque that we can do a lot. But help me to be a star. Let me shine for us. Help the mosque to be a star in South Carolina, in the whole United States. Help the mosque that will be contributing to some people's life. Brothers, this is the reality, we have to understand it. And like I told you, those people who evade and lift up the name of their country, just because they punch somebody in their face, or because they know how to jargon, or because they take their clothes off and walked naked, or a woman dancing, she became a champion and star. We can be a star in a way pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli wa sallimu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Brothers, I bring the glad news and the good news that pleasing every Muslim. When you look to your left and you see, I don't want to say the old man, because old is nothing wrong, is wisdom and wise. This brother who sits there in the corner in the chair, 80 years old man, his name is Sean. He took shahada last week. And this reminds me of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he say, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَعْمَلْ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ فَيَعْمَلْ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْغُلْهَا وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَعْمَلْ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ حَتَّى لَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ فَيَعْمَلْ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْغُلْهَا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet said, a man among you, he will live all his life doing according the deed of Jannah and the people of Jannah. But what Allah has decreed on him will take over the Qadr of Allah. How many of us think about the Qadr of Allah, the faith, the predestination? We don't have insurance, brothers and sisters. We have to be scared. We have to be scared, and we have to ask Allah to firm our hearts in the deen. This is not a joke. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's a prophet, and he used to call in Allah, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Sabbit Qalbi ala Deenan. Oh Allah, he's the one who turns the hearts. Keep my heart firm in your deen. We are living in this country like we have security and insurance that we go to die Muslims, we go to Jannah, everything is fine. I go to Shum'a, I drop $5 in the charity box, and this is it. The Prophet said, one of you acts according Jannah, as the deed of Jannah, to such a degree has no distance between him and Jannah, except one arm space. A little bit. But what Allah had decreed will take a place. And in the end of his life, he will act according to the deed of the people of hellfire. And he die. He will die in this condition, and he will go to hellfire. And it say that a person will be acting according to the people of hellfire. He can live all his life perfect. To such a degree, he has no distance between him and hellfire, except a little bit. But what Allah decreed, the mercy of Allah, calling Allah and ask Allah his mercy, brothers, is dangerous. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. You can buy Jannah and buy Islam and feel that you can get insurance policy, you go to Jannah. Be scared. Be scared. What can happen to you? Ask Allah to firm Islam in your heart. Look to the brother, 80 years old, and finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Allah give him the guidance that he found to see Islam. 80 years old, and now he took shahada. And the same thing, the opposite can happen. So be careful, guys. But what I want to tell you is this occasion that the brother took his shahada. Brother Yahya, when he called, was nobody to answer the phone. Brother John, when he came to the mosque, was nobody available here. When Brother John came here and asked for some flyers and some books, and nothing available there. I'm telling you, this mosque, I could not do it by myself. You need to put your hands in the mosque and to be part of what is going on. If the mosque was not available, the phone was not available, the books was not available, consultation and discussion with the brother was not What do you know about the mosque? What do you know about the activities going in the mosque? What is your contribution, your association? If you're part of any association or any union, you pay dues, you attend the meetings, you do all these things. What is the relationship between you and the mosque other than coming for Jum'ah at 2 o'clock to catch the last rak'ah in Jum'ah and run away after this? Fear Allah in your deen. Do something for yourself, guys. I'm not asking your money. I'm not asking your money. I work in this mosque, alhamdulillah, when I was a taxi driver. I work in this mosque as an imam when I was opening a grocery store. That means, paying me or not paying me, I work in the mosque because I believe in this mission. I believe in this mission. I don't need your money. I don't need your car. I want you to contribute to the work. I want one of you to come and say, Imam, all the letters come from the peasants from now on, give it to me. I will answer them. I take care of them. I want one to come and tell me, brother, any driving, anybody have emergency, call me. Imam could not be everything, brothers. Shura could not be everything. We have a greater job than 1 or 10 or 50 people. But if everybody staying home, watching TV, busy only with his own, brothers, I want you to be a bigger person. I don't want you to be a star. I want you to be a planet. I want you to be bigger. I want you to get out of being selfish. All what you're doing for myself and my family. Myself and my family. Your time, your job, your school, everything concentrating about you and your family. I'm not asking you something new. Islam is about unity. Islam about community. Islam about Allah that care for one another, helping one another, supporting one another. And I say, as Allah said, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Help one another towards righteousness and good deeds. So brothers and sisters, what I'm doing here and what is the masjid is taking as a test to carry, is it good and taqwa or not? If it's good and taqwa, why are you not doing what Allah is telling you to do? Why are you not contributing? And I'm not asking about this $15 you put it in the charity box. After I came back from Hajj, I opened and I see the receipts. $217 collection after Jum'ah. Come on, brothers. Be serious. What you giving comes to Islam? Wallahi, I can give this myself. I cannot want to be the poorest among you, but I can give this $217 myself. It's a shame. What is $217 from 200-300 Muslims coming to pray Jum'ah? What's this for? To clean up the mosque? To pay the utility? To help the poor and the miskin? Are we going to stop playing games? This is called not being serious, brothers. Grow up. Be a star. Be something great. Start to think about something bigger than you and bigger than your family. You want to stay limited to yourself and your wife and your 2 children? Stay like this. You're never going to grow. But be greater and bigger than this. Live for others. Help others. And the best thing you can give to others is Islam. This is all what I'm doing here. My teaching, my preaching, my traveling, the CDs, the DVDs, the books, the consultation, nothing I could not give to people. This is the only thing they can give. Wallahi, brothers, wallahi, by Allah, Allah is my witness. When I changed Mecca to come to America, I didn't change it. Wallahi, by Allah, Allah is my witness. I didn't come to America to get married. I didn't come to America because I need to go to school. I didn't come to America because I need to be rich or to have a better life. I came to America to da'wah. I used to live in Mecca. My house used to be in Jaz Bir Galila. 10 minutes walking. My favorite scene, sitting at 3 o'clock in the morning watching the Kaaba. I have nothing else except to sit don't have to do work even. We have our house there. I don't have to do anything. I came to America because I believe in it. And brothers, I've been here for 32 years or 31 years. Anytime I can die, something can happen to me. You never know who's going to take it after me. We have many imams, but we need somebody who carrying a mission, not somebody who leading Salah. We need somebody to carry this and to try to take it east and west, everywhere. Be part of what I'm doing, so when I die, you know what to do after this. I know you know to do, but live for the mission. Live for the Tawheed. Live for the Sunnah. This was my mission, and this was entrusted you. We have many imams, we have many masjids, we have many museums. $50,000 been spent in 1 minaret. $50,000 to build 1 minaret of a mosque in the United States. And we here we try to get some crumbs to make a booklet or to give a CD. Brothers, when you receive this CD, since Ramadan, every month you're getting 1 or 2 CDs. Did anyone at least come to say thank you, brother? Did anybody say, brother, this $10 here to help about the next CD? Did anybody come to say, brother, this lecture, I didn't like it or I like it? Be part of something, brothers. Be part. There is a school. There is a prison committee. There is a halfway house. There is a mosque. There is classes. There is many types of activity. There is youth coming here, new generation. What are we doing? What are you doing for the Muslims? Please forgive me. Please try to understand a person just coming from Hajj. But inshallah, I will cool down after you understand you put me to sleep again. And I pray that you never put me to sleep again. So please me for excuse me for my khutbah, for my tone, for my concern. It's nothing except a person that Allah bless him. Touch his heart when he was in Hajj. I'm looking for more. But a matter of couple of months maybe, when nothing going, when Brother Farooz calls the adhan, and the imam makes the salah, and everything goes back again to the same, I will calm down in my khutbah. But if you take the advantage now, and you try to be part of this mission, now, as long as you keep putting fuel, this fire is going to keep going. But the moment that you are not putting any more wood in this fire, it goes down, down by itself. But I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen my faith as well as your faith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the sweetness of this deen, that we care for it, and that we care for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we can be stars so we can shine and let the people know what is sunnah, what is bid'ah. Just yesterday somebody giving me a call, brothers, what do you have there for Muharram? Nothing brother. The Prophet didn't do it. The Sahaba didn't do it. They expecting us to have celebration, reading Quran, jumping up and down and call it zikr. What they have, brother? Nothing. You have to know why nothing. And you have to learn it and give it to your children and give it to other Muslims. Islam is a stranger, even in Arabia, not only in America. But with Allah's will and with your good intention, inshallah, we can revive this Islam and we can make it fresh again and we can present it to the people in the best manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us all for his obedience. Allahumma istakhdimna fi ta'atik. Allahumma istakhdimna fi ta'atik. Allahumma istakhdimna fi ta'atik ya rabbal alameen. Rabbana ahabib ilayna al-iman wa zayinu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuqa wal-isyan واجعلنا من الراشدين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر. الله